Krishna Book Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 84, Scene 3, The Sages and Ascetics Glorify Lord Krishna. Having concluded that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sages began to address him. Dear Lord Krishna, we, the leaders of human society, are supposed to possess the proper philosophy of life, and yet we are becoming bewildered by the spell of your external energy. We are surprised to see your behavior, which is just like that of an ordinary human being, and which conceals your real identity as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we therefore consider your pastimes to be all wonderful. Our dear Lord Krishna, by your own energy, you are creating, maintaining, and annihilating this whole cosmic manifestation of different names and forms, in the same way as the earth creates many forms of stone, trees, and other varieties of names and forms, and yet remains the same. Although you are creating varieties of manifestation through your energy, still you are unaffected by all those actions. Our dear Lord Krishna, we remain simply stunned by seeing your wonderful actions. Although you are transcendental to this entire material creation, and because you are the Supreme Lord and Super Soul of all living entities, you nevertheless appear on this earth by your internal potency to protect your devotees and destroy the miscreants. By such appearance, you re-establish the principles of eternal religion, which human society forgets through long association with the material energy. Our dear Lord Krishna, you are the creator of the social orders and the spiritual statuses of human society according to quality and work. And when these orders are misguided by unscrupulous persons, you appear and set them right. Dear Lord Krishna, the Vedic knowledge is the representation of your pure heart. Austerities, study of the Vedas, and meditative trances lead to different realizations of yourself in your manifested and non-manifested aspects. The entire phenomenal world is a manifestation of your impersonal energy, while you yourself, as the original personality of Godhead, are non-manifested there. You are the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Brahman. Persons who are situated in Brahminical culture therefore can understand the truth about your transcendental form. Thus, you always hold the Brahmanas in respect, and so you are considered to be the topmost of all followers of Brahminical culture. Therefore, you are known as Brahmanyadeva. Our dear Lord Krishna, you are the last word in good fortune and the last resort of all saintly persons. Therefore, we all consider that we have achieved the perfection of our lives, education, austerity, and acquisition of transcendental knowledge simply by meeting you. Factually, you are the ultimate goal of all transcendental achievements. Our dear Lord Krishna, there is no end to your unlimited knowledge. Your form is transcendental, eternally existing in full bliss and knowledge. You, are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Soul. Being covered by the spell of your internal potency, Yoga Maya, you are now temporarily concealing your unlimited potencies. But still we can understand your exalted position, and therefore all of us offer you our respectful obeisances. Dear Lord Krishna, you are enjoying your pastimes in the role of a human being, concealing your real character of transcendental opulence. Therefore, all the kings who are present here, even the members of the Yadu dynasty, who are constantly mingling with you, eating with you, and sitting with you, cannot understand that you are the original cause of all causes, the soul of everyone, the original cause of all creation. When a person dreams at night, hallucinatory figures created by the dream are accepted as real, and the imaginary dream body is accepted as one's real body. And so for the time being, one forgets that besides the body created in hallucination, there is another real body in one's awakened state. Similarly, in the awakened state also, the bewildered conditioned soul considers sense enjoyment to be real happiness. By the process of enjoyment of the senses of the material body, the spirit soul is covered, and one's consciousness becomes materially contaminated. It is due to material consciousness that one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you, Krishna. All great mystic yogis endeavor to revive their Krishna consciousness by mature practice of the yoga system, and thus understand your lotus feet and meditate upon your transcendental form. In this way, the accumulated result of sinful activities is counteracted. It is said that the water of the Ganges can vanquish volumes of a person's sinful actions. But the Ganges water is glorious only due to your lotus feet. The Ganges water is flowing as perspiration from the lotus feet of your lordship. And we are all so fortunate that today we have been able to directly see your lotus feet. Dear Lord Krishna, we are all surrendered souls, devotees of your lordship. And therefore, please be kind and bestow your causeless mercy upon us. We know well that persons who have become liberated by constant engagement in your devotional service are no longer contaminated by the material modes of nature. Thus, they have become eligible to be promoted to the kingdom of God in the spiritual world. Thus ends chapter 84, scene 3, The Sages and Ascetics Glorify Lord Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Lord Krishna's family, the Vrishnis, were too familiar with Krishna to realize that Krishna is the Supersoul residing in the heart of every created being. And those kings at Kurukshetra who were not devotees of Krishna could not recognize Krishna as time, the annihilator of everything. devotees and non-devotees are both covered by Maya, but in different ways. For the materialist, Maya is illusion. But for the Vaishnavas, Maya acts as Yoga Maya, the internal potency who covers their awareness of the Supreme Lord's majesty and engages them in Krishna's eternal pleasure pastimes. Gopinath Niyatacharanishthana Magi Ishpamara Kandiya Kandiya Korohe Karunadana Gopina, 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 Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. O Lord, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. So please give me your mercy.